This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, yeah, the Cam Newton. Now, we all look forward to the post-game press conference because we wanted to see what he was wearing.
Yeah.
And what crazy thing he was going to say.
Yep. Yeah, Kayvon
Thibodeau. Be yourself, though, Kayvon, but just go get some sacks, and then you can really be yourself.
Absolutely. Mike is in Indiana. What's going on, Mike?
Morning.
Good morning.
My question is, when the NFL quarterback, the earpiece that they can talk to a coach or whoever with, when is it activated, and then when does it cut out before the play start?
I think it's cut out. What I remember, Mike, I think it's cut out with about 15 seconds left to go on the down clock. That's what I think. 15 or 10 seconds. And it's activated immediately after the play's over.
There's too many people in this world.
Yeah, I think so.
There's too many people.
I mean,
the fact that there's somebody alive this morning who needed to know the answer to that question in Indiana and is watching a New York sports show at 8 o'clock in the morning and had to call up, it just shows you there's just too many people.
Yeah.
There's some. Just the overpopulation is what it comes down to.
I got it.
Yeah.
Overpopulation.
It's overpopulation.
So you think we have to thin out the herd?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Can't we start killing people? I'm just saying, we've gotten to a point where there's just too many people, you know? Eddie?
Maybe some birth control.
That's fair. You guys have exercised plenty of that in your lives.
Damn straight.
Let's go to Eric in Massapequa. What's going on, Eric?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
So, I was calling. You were talking about Ohtani before with Judge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Maybe it's biased that we all think Judge is the MVP, which his numbers are insane. If you look at Ohtani's numbers, just not name, he's got the same stats as Mookie Betts. He has almost the exact same ERA as Sandy Alcantara. Alcantara's supposedly the Cy Young. Mookie's always in the MVP hunt.
Yeah, Alcantara's in the National League. Ohtani's in the American League. And Verlander's going to win the Cy Young in the American League.
I know, but if you just look at his numbers. They're
great. Insane. I know they're great.
I love Judge. Been a Yankee fan since Matt Noakes and those bums.
those bums.
Ohtani's going to be a victim of his own stats. Like, he's probably going to be like how Bond should win MVP every year and all that stuff. His numbers are just... It's so insane. It's video game stuff.
Yeah, it is. And CC Sabathia, when he was talking about Ohtani in the MVP race with Judge, he basically said this is the best player we have ever seen. Now, Ohtani can be the best player, do things we've never seen, and Judge could still be the MVP because the Angels stink. And that's a big part of it. Now, if the Angels won their division and both these guys were having these similar seasons, Ohtani would win the MVP. But the fact that Aaron Judge is having this historical season, could win the Triple Crown, and the Yankees won the AL East, and the AL East is better than it's been in years, he's going to win the MVP.
You know, he will win the MVP, and there'll be votes for Ohtani. But you look at Justin Verlander as a pitcher and what he has done this year.
Yeah,
he's got a sub 2.0 ERA. He's pitched in 27. He started 27 games. He's 17-4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now Ohtani. You know, look, he's pitched in 27 games as well. He is 15-8. Doesn't really mean much. And his ERA is under 3. Verlander's under 2.
Yeah.
I mean, Verlander's ridiculous what he's doing right now.
Ohtani on the Mets?
Well, Ohtani and Judge on the Mets. Why not?
No, not both of them.
Why not?
If you could have one, who would you take?
I would take Ohtani.
Yeah, I think you have to. You know, throw him. I mean, he would be You get him in New York.
Think about the Mets DH situation. God. Then.
Yeah, I know. Shohei Ohtani in New York would just be unbelievable.
It would be. It would be.
I mean, he's just floundering out there as a member of the Angels. Nobody cares about that franchise.
Maybe he likes it. You know, like you look. What's his name? Andujar. Miguel Andujar is playing for the Pirates now. Hitting doubles. Somebody was telling me. You know, maybe those pinstripes are heavy.
For some people, they are.
Jordan Montgomery said they were.
Jordan Montgomery, Sonny Gray, Joey Gallo, Aaron Hicks. Those guys is heavy. But for guys like Aaron Judge, it's just a part of them. At least now. Maybe not next year.
You know, if I were Aaron Judge and I signed a new contract with the Yankees, let's say he signs like an 8-year deal for, I don't know, $340, $350, whatever it is.
Yep.
I would go and get my whole body pinstriped. Tattoo.
Come on.
I would, and I'd have my number tattooed on my back.
Oh, that would look so weird.
Why? It would look, I think it would look cool as hell.
It would not look cool.
Yes, it would. Then he could go around like Kayvon Thibodeau without a shirt on. Think about that for a second.
Aaron Judge's wife would not be happy if he tattooed his uniform on him. I mean, come on.
I think you have to. Because
you have to. Now we've gotten to you have to.
They'll name him captain.
Yeah. They'll put the C on there,
put
too.
Put the C on there and everything. And his whole body will be pinstriped all the way, forehead, the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll get Scout Micro USA to do it.
Why not?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CBS Sports Network. All the best to our friend and WFAN alumni and one of the great guys in this business, Mike Breen, who lost his home to a fire over the weekend.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was in touch with Mike last night.
Thank God everybody's okay. He wasn't in the house. His pets are okay. His family's okay. But obviously they lost all of his belongings.
Yeah. He's the neighbor.
He lives right by you.
Yeah, he does. And, so I was in touch with him last night, and he goes, blessed that no one was home and blessed that we have great friends. Appreciate you, my friend, and appreciate the community we live in. So that's just awful. It happened in the morning, in the morning, and who knows what, we don't know the reason why it started, but it's just... It goes to show you, man, you just never know when something's going to hit you like that.
Right. And I'm sure he's devastated. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that he lost. He didn't want to lose. But everybody being safe, one of those things that happens in the middle of the night. You could be sleeping. God knows. So they weren't home. Thank God. All right. We do have Yankee tickets right now. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. A pair of field level tickets. See the Yankees and the Orioles at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, October 1st. Right now, be caller 7-866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. Jerry is back. He's got another update. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. I hate that we're playing this every hour, but it is, it's on news stations. It is the storyline, the Tua injury last night. Bengals did beat the Dolphins 27-15. Here's how it sounded in Miami.
Mostert remains the running back. Play action, Tua rolling to his left. Stops. Nobody's open, Joe. He's going to be sacked back in his own territory at the 47-yard line. Tua's down.
He got body slammed. He got thrown down, and they're coming out right now. Jimmy had time to get rid of it. Instead, he gets thrown down hard, and he's not getting up. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was Dolphins radio with the call. He would get carted off the field, would go to the hospital, was back at the stadium, though. before the end of the night and apparently flew back to Miami with the Dolphins. So you certainly hope it's nothing serious, though it certainly didn't look good. Here was head coach Mike McDaniel. After seeing that, he says he really didn't feel like finishing coaching the game.
If I didn't have a job to do for the organization and the rest of the players, and I didn't have that obligation in my mind, I would have tapped it.
Would have tapped it, I guess, is what he said. There were a lot of questions about how things were handled last week, the fact that he was playing last night. He made it very clear he is not screwing around with head injuries.
For me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation.
He basically listens to what the experts tell him.
How do you think Bill Belichick would have handled this whole thing with the media?
He's not a doctor.
But he probably would have done that, right? Just like he did with Mac Jones' high ankle sprain. Yeah,
he'll tell you he's a coach. He's not a doctor. He listens to the doctor's recommendations. That's what I think.
That's exactly what they can fall back on last week, last Sunday against the Bills. Look, man, he went through all the protocols that are in place. He was, he was looked at by a head trauma specialist, and the protocols allowed him to return to the game last week. So he returned to the game that he was wobbling in last week. And then on a short week, he ends up playing and it slammed down last night. And this happened. So like I said, everybody's going to be all over the Dolphins. Everybody's going to be all over the procedures and the protocols. And, the player himself has got to be honest.
Yeah, but also if he had the symptoms of a concussion, whatever they look at, the pupils, and they ask some questions. If he had those symptoms, and he wouldn't have gone back in the game, no matter if he wanted to or not.
Yeah, no, there's a doctor out there on Twitter that basically said that he was shocked, and this was prior to the game, this was not after the game, he was shocked that Tua was allowed to play in this game. And then all the people, so that was put out there last night. I'll have to look back and find it on the platform, but people that were responding to that doctor were like, who are you? You're a quack. You don't need to, you weren't examining him. You don't know. And then, of course, this happens. And then you go back and look at the tweet prior to the game. And then this guy looks like he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know the tweet you're referring to. Krawinski.
Okay.
Says, if Tua takes the field tonight, this is prior to the game. If Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it, even they must know this isn't right.
And the point being is that he played the second half of the game last week against Buffalo. He went back into the game that he initially got hurt in.
Yeah, I don't know what you can change about how this procedure goes. If an independent doctor is looking at him and saying he's allowed to play, what else can you do? Hold him back because he was woozy? I guess that's the only thing you could do, is say, we don't feel comfortable. Even though the concussion stuff came back clean, we don't feel comfortable having him go back in because he couldn't stand up straight.
So he went back in the second half of a game and then came back and played in a game 4 days later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, all you could do is do the examination, ask the patient, look at the symptoms, and see if he's functioning normally.
Now, I don't know. I could not hear the question. I think if I amplified it as much as I could. I think the reporter was asking if there's any relation to last week's injury to this one last night.
I don't think that an injury from last week made him fall the same way this week.
Yeah, it was a weird answer, but I think that's what the question was. And it was different and yet similar at the same time.
And here's the other thing. When you see the hit in last week's game against the Bills, he just gets pushed in the front. He just pushes him down. And he doesn't fall on him, and it's grass down there and everything else. And then he's stumbling. Yeah, and he got hit on his back. Like, his back hit first.
Mm.
And that's why the explanation after the game is that it wasn't a concussion. It was a back problem, because earlier in the game, he got twisted on a quarterback sneak.
Yeah, but his head also bounced violently off the ground, and he got up and couldn't walk.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm also talking about what the explanation was after the game.
Well, nobody's buying it, though, at this point. Nobody's buying.
He played the second half.
I know, but what people are going to say is he shouldn't have. I know what he did.
Well, he shouldn't have played the second half of the game and therefore shouldn't have played this game at all.
Yeah, and see what happened. You know, stretch it off.
Jets are in Pittsburgh Sunday. Here's their head coach, Robert Saleh. Yes, there's a lot of conversation about one Zach Wilson, but we need to play well as a team to go out and be competitive and to win.
It is exciting to get him back out there, but at the same time, it's not all about Zach. It's making sure that we're executing on all cylinders like as we should every week.
And if they don't, oof. This will be a rough day on Sunday, but we'll see. The Steelers have been very good defensively, and they've scored defensively so far this year. So, and you said the weather's not good in Pittsburgh either, correct?
Yeah, I think Saturday's going to be worse than Sunday, but There's still better than a 50% chance of rain on Sunday.
Right? All right, well, it's probably be very similar to what it's going to be at MetLife Stadium for the Giants and the Bears. Daniel Jones knows he needs to be better in terms of getting the ball up and down and scoring.
We're capable of producing a lot more in the passing game and using that to our advantage, but we've also got Saquon Barkley and a good running attack.
Giants 3-1, Bears 3-1. Man, how about that? Or 2-1 rather. Looking to go to 3-1 for this Sunday. Also, of note, Sunday the Chargers are in Houston now. Justin Herbert played last week, as we know, with the fractured rib cartilage, whatever that is. They didn't play well. He says, Brandon Staley, you can't use Herbert's rib injury as an excuse on offense.
Justin's legs are still intact, so he still has his legs underneath him. And that's what you need in order to get away from trouble. And he still has his brain, which helps him too.
Wow.
It's the new coaching.
Yeah.
This is the new NFL way of coaching. I'm telling you.
He loves that Justin Herbert. More than life itself, he loves that Justin Herbert.
He does. He loves him some Justin Herbert.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
I'd like to hear Rob Saleh say that about Zach Wilson after Sunday's game.
Yeah. We don't know if he's got legs or a brain yet, so we'll find out.
Meantime, you got the Jaguars playing the Eagles. Doug Peterson taking on his former team. Here was Peterson on CNN once again. Now he's the Jaguars head coach.
I expect the team to handle it, you know, one with class and one with just, you know, the fact that, okay, you know, that's fine. You know, we still have to go to work every day and prepare for another football game. And
this time it happens to be with the Eagles, yeah. And the Bucks and Chiefs will play in Tampa on Sunday night. Baseball-wise, huge series.
Which is interesting, by the way,
yes.
Because the Tampa mayor basically said, we want the game, we want it to be here, and the only distraction will be the fact that the Bucks will be kicking ass.
Is that what he said?
She, former police officer, former police chief, and now is the mayor of Tampa, grew up there. I mean, like, she is, like, all in for this. And I understand why. I mean, she wants to show that her city and state
resiliency
are resilient, yeah. And you know, the cameras are going to be there. It's the national game, it's the singular game, and we will be unfortunately seeing a lot of the destruction that Hurricane Ian left behind.
Mets and Braves tonight. Mets a one-game lead on Atlanta into the final handful of games of the regular season. DeGrom and Fried, the starters. Now, remember the other night you even referenced the fact Edwin Diaz pitched the ninth, but he didn't come back for the tenth. So Buck Showalter with Carton and Roberts yesterday was asked if he thought about Diaz for two innings against Miami.
Of course, but I knew Drew would pitch real well. No. I know, nobody knows that. It's of course I did. And of course Jeremy and I talked about it.
What made you decide against it?
His pitch counts up a little bit. He had pitched the night before, and pitching the second inning might have taken him out of the first game of the Atlanta series.
So there you go. Fresh arm for tonight. Ready to go.
Good explanation to me.
Absolutely. And top prospect Francisco Alvarez expected to be there. We'll see if he is in the lineup tonight.
It's got
to
be.
I agree. But who knows? We'll
You're not see. Taking out some sort of hot bat out of that DH, that's for sure.
No.
Throw him in there.
To catch him.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
He caught DeGrom.
I mentioned that, and Scherzer.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. This is huge, man.
It's a big
this
spot
a
to throw him in
spot.
There.
I mean, putting me in there as a DH and just worry about hitting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
You know, these kids these day and age, it doesn't matter. They just throw him in there. They all perform, it seems
I'd
like.
Need to see the splits. How is he when he catches as opposed to DHs? Who knows?
I'll get the metrics for you, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. Yankees, Orioles tonight. Thank you very much. Yankees with Aaron Judge looking for home run number 62. This was Aaron Boone after the game the other night. Says Judge has really set the stage for a big weekend at the stadium against the Orioles.
Pretty awesome setting up now for just a an amazing atmosphere, I'm sure, again in the Bronx starting Friday night. And, you know, it's a good script so far.
We'll see if he can complete the script one more for the American League and, more importantly, the Yankee record. Domingo Germán, Jordan Lyles go tonight. The Orioles did lose to the Red Sox last night. With that loss, the Blue Jays did clinch a wild card spot. And NBA beware.
Uh-oh.
Beware.
Of what?
The Brooklyn. No. So the Sixers in the middle of training camp, as every other team is. NBA TV had a little trip to Sixers camp, wherever that is. And Doc Rivers was mic'd up. Here's a little conversation he was having with James Harden as they were conversing about his role.
You can't just say you're a facilitator. I think you can be a scorer and a facilitator. And it's going to take time figuring it out. But we need you to be the aggressive James that you were those last 5 minutes. And it's going to come. It's going to take a while. But when it clicks, James, we're going to be unbeatable.
Unbeatable.
Wow. James Harden's like, listen, man, I'm not going to play hard again in my career. I'm getting paid $50 million a year. I don't care about winning.
Come on, coach. Chill, baby. I heard him in my face right now.
I heard him do an interview on NBA radio the other day.
He said Hardenesses?
Yes. Where he called himself one of the most unselfish players that's ever played the game.
Yeah, okay. Come on. This guy's ball hog number one. Him and Russell Westbrook are the two worst.
You do feel like he's had that in him throughout the course of his career.
Yeah.
So, and I know he took a little less money in Philly and all that, and he had whatever.
Well, he took a little less money per year, but he got more money. So, he, in order to get the more money, he had to take less money.
Understood. Yeah. Less money up front for more money later.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
And just to keep making money, and then the private jets wherever you want to go.
And the Rockets acquiring Derek Favors from the Thunder in an eight-player trade.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It is Boomer.
The whole team.
And pretty much.
Again, season is about to get started. You trade the whole team.
Yeah, why not? I wish the Knicks would do that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Giants tickets next hour for this Sunday's game against the Bears. Stay tuned for that. So Jeff Ulbrich is the Jets defensive coordinator, and he was asked a question about Quinnen Williams, playing time, snap count, stuff like that. Now you tell me. Now,
great question.
Yeah, okay. It's a great, good question.
Yeah, whoever asked that question deserves a lot of credit.
So the answer was, from Ulbrich, there are these critical moments in games, and you ask, why is Quinnen not out there? And you look to the side, and he's gasping for air.
That's sending a message through the media that we have ourselves somebody that's overweight and out of shape and not ready to play.
And he was screaming at a member of the coaching staff, which I'm sure didn't go over well with the rest of the coaching staff.
Right. So now let's make an example. I don't think it was anything that was planned. I don't think. I think Jeff probably felt like, okay, let me just try to answer this thing honestly, and it's a problem.
Yeah, and basically he said that.
All the linemen over there just getting fat and out of shape. What the hell's going on?
Not all of them. What are you talking about? It was just Mekhi Becton.
Lawson looks like a stud.
Yeah, I mean, and
I'll need to take a page out of his book.
Sure. I mean, well, he's, of course, coming back off an injury, really, you know, signed that big deal, wants to prove himself. Ulbrich went on to say, you know, good things about Quinnen Williams, but that's the way he answered the question. You know?
Well, that's the headline of the answer.
Sure, of course. Yeah. He also said he plays at such a high clip and he goes so hard that sometimes more is less. Or more isn't necessarily as good. So basically saying the longer he's in there, you know, his production
goes down.
So
he's given maximum effort, but he's just not able to go. Yeah, just not able to go you know, 48 play. I don't know how many snap counts. I have to look at the snap count for him. But what's important is he on the field when they need him to be on the field. And according to Jeff Ulbrich, no.
Yeah. Gasping for air. Man, oh, man.
It's like when you go to the bathroom and you come back.
That's true. And when I take that walk to the bathroom and then I scurry back, I am gasping for air. Yeah. Out of breath.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
Are you ready for our bike tour, which you're...
Not right now, I'm not, but I will
be. You got to get ready for it.
I will. I'll train for that, yeah. I did it once. I'll do it again.
We got 110 riders.
Okay.
I got 22 captains.
22 captains?
Right, and I'm one of those captains.
Okay. I'm not a captain, right?
No, you're on my team.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't put that pressure on you.
Thank you.
You're not a guy that accepts that type of pressure.
And I am not. No, I crumble in those situations.
But we got a 5-man team.
Okay.
So.
Now, I'm the captain now.
I got a flunky.
I got a flunky. Is the flunky on?
He's on our team.
Oh, he's on our team as well.
Yes,
okay.
He's on our team.
And we're going to raise some money.
We're going to raise a lot of money for CF and the Five Borough Bike Tour next year.
Yeah, we're going to have a big fundraiser at the Portly for that. Big night out.
Good.
And get some people to donate.
Yeah, well, you donate too.
Throw out a 3-foot hero.
I just do not want you falling at the start like you did last time.
Yeah, I cannot guarantee you that won't happen again. There's so many people that start at the same time. It's like inevitable someone's going to fall.
Yeah, but I mean, like you fell on a German guy or something. I don't know. It's like unbelievable. And I think this guy was like a Tour de France guy.
Oh, he was. He was fully decked out in skin tight bike stuff.
You know, this year we had great weather. This year it was awesome. Look at that.
Yeah, the year I did it was bone chillingly cold rain. It was awful.
Yeah, but we did it. We had our shot of tequila.
We did.
Uh-huh. Casamigos got us through.
We had some Casamigos on the BQE. It was great.
How about that?
Pulled right over.
Think about that for a second. Casamigos on the BQE.
Yeah. You're like, come over here. Pull over for a second. And there it was. Bang. Gave us the energy we needed to finish up strong. All right. Let's go to Nathan, who is in New Jersey and joins us on The Fan. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, Gio, Boomer. Big fans. This is my first time calling.
Well, welcome.
Jerry, Eddie, Al, they all do a great job. Quick question for you. I'm a big Chicago Bear fan. I have been since 1970. And tell me, do you think I'll ever see another Super Bowl before I die? I'm 62 years old, and, you know, between the quarterback carousel and the head coaches, and I don't know what it is. I mean, Rex Grossman, Nick Foles, Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, Cad McNown, we can go all day long. I mean, will they ever spend money? Will they ever get a real head coach? And, Boomer, what do you think? I mean, do you think the Bears will ever be, you know, a competitive team?
Ever is a hard thing to say. I mean, like, let's face it. Justin Fields is, you know, he's in the QB blender right now. He's going through it, and he's having a really hard time, really hard time. It's hard to watch, actually.
I mean, as we talked about, in three games, he's got the stats of one real NFL quarterback.
And a bad game.
Yeah, and a bad game. Right, exactly.
But I would say that you got to remember to take the first game out of it because they played that quagmire against San Francisco and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say he's a competitive kid, but he is really having trouble getting from receiver to receiver, reading the defenses. And now, all of a sudden, he's relying more on, you know, the backyard football play than the actual way the plays are drawn up.
He's one of those guys, though, if he ended up in a different situation, he probably would have thrived, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, this is like
the worst situation in football for a quarterback.
It is. And Daniel Jones has gone through it for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold went through it for a couple of years. You know, these owners and these coaches, and, well, look, I'm sure that Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy, who's their offensive coordinator, they know what they have. They've been around great quarterbacks, so they know what they have, whether or not they have the guy or they don't have the guy. And he may not be. It doesn't look like he's the guy.
Is he the guy? Is he not the guy?
Doesn't look like he's the
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't look like the guy right now.
It looks like a guy that he can't play free and easy. You know, like when you watch the best quarterbacks in the league, they play free and easy. And that means they're not encumbered by all the things that are going through their head. And they're not locked up in the middle of a game worrying about making an interception or throwing an interception. And some of these young kids, you know, they don't have the awareness. You know, there was a play the other night, and I think you and I probably talked about it, but there was a play the other night between the Cowboys and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a free runner. It was a free blitzer that came off the right side to Daniel Jones's right. Okay, and he was looking left. And as he was getting away from the rush that was coming to the left, he turned right into the guy, and there he was and just laid him out. And it was like he had no awareness that the guy was even coming.
Yeah, that was play. Right. That was the thing you've said most, the biggest critique with Daniel Jones is he's not situational awareness on the field. He's not had in his 3+ years.
Well, it comes down to, it's like spatial awareness. This one right here, that one right there, that last one.
Well, he had no shot on that, though. I mean,
but I'm just saying, like, he had no awareness that the guy was even coming.
Yeah.
That's the point. Like, you have to, we all have a sixth sense to play that position. You kind of know when guys are around you.
Yeah, and he hasn't had that since his rookie season.
I haven't. That's the thing that I haven't seen. I see the athleticism. I see the arm strength. I just don't see the quick decisions. I don't see the awareness of what's happening around him, things of that nature. You know, it's a little clunky, if you will.
Yeah, and just as the Bears probably know what they have with Justin Fields, you know that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll know what they have with Daniel Jones.
The problem that Daniel Jones is going to have, and even though they say that they don't compare players, how could you not compare where you just came from and what you just saw to what you're witnessing right now?
Yeah.
No. And that is Josh Allen.
Right. I mean, especially when you're running the same offense.
So it's impossible. Josh Allen is like, he's an amazing player. I mean, my God, he's like 95% of their offense. Everything starts and ends with him.
Sure.
And they're not going to get that at Daniel. That's because it's not who he is. He doesn't possess what Josh possesses inside of him and who he is as an athlete and who he is as a person. Plus, they have the stability of Sean McDermott being there all 4 years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.